Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
Oh,
how are you, Benny?
I'm excellent.
For the last show?
The last show. Well, we're having a little holiday soon, as of tonight.
As of tonight? For a couple of months?
Yes. They'll be wailing in the streets.
They will be wailing.
The gnashing of teeth.
But people will cope.
They'll cope.
They'll move on.
Just like after a nuclear winter. Yeah.
There's a ban in America.
There's heaps of bans.
Well, this particular ban are over hand-rolled Cubans.
What do you mean? They're over them.
Did you know that? I had no idea this was the case.
What?
Apparently in the US, cigars, hand-rolled Cubans, have been banned for 50 years. And they're about to lift that ban.
Because, but they can smoke cigars.
Yes, but they can't smoke the Cuban variety.
Cuban ones, yeah.
Correct.
Because they're on the back door.
Because of Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
It was all about...
But now they're okay, aren't they?
Well, apparently, you know, Obama's all right with them.
Oh.
He loves a hand-rolled Cuban.
She's changing the world. Have they blocked up that oil rig thing?
I don't think so.
She's changing cigar laws, but she's not fixing up the oil spill.
I don't know if she can do it on her
own.
Why
not?
Well, I think it might take a bit of... plugging holes is quite a big effort at the bottom of the sea.
I'm sure he's very good at plugging holes, Frank. He looks the type.
Did you know that the hand-rolled Cuban was banned in 1959?
I had no idea about that.
There you go.
But thank goodness, because they stink. Have you ever smelt as a hand-rolled?
Oh, they're awful.
Oh, I gag. Like in Hong Kong, there's a little place where in cafes they love smoking a hand-rolled Cuban open. And you walk past and you gag.
Do you? And you love getting out your Moors, don't you?
My Moors? My Moors?
Your Moor cigarette.
Are they the long, slim, brown one?
That's right.
The long, slim, brown one looks like it goes in a little bit easier.
But it pongs like a hand-rolled.
It stinks. I have to tell you a little story about my friend Tammy.
Oh, okay.
Tam, she's hilarious. She works for me. She works under me sometimes.
Okay. For you and under you. Nice.
I just had to wave my little wand over her today and just give her a little bless.
Did you?
Yes. I felt like I was...
Not a vanish?
No, not a vanish. I wanted her to stay. But she's kind of gorgeous in her own little way. She likes, you know, she's one of those girls. She's from the part of town where everyone says use. Do you know that look? And she's a bit of a use. And, but golden. You know what I mean?
Right. And down to earth.
Yeah. Like, you know, she's got something about her that makes every now and then...
Earthy.
Yeah, she's a little earthy. She's, you know, she makes me laugh. Anyway, we were having a little chat because the other girl that I work with, Kelly, we were talking... She's from Belgium.
Right.
You know, Tam Tam's going, oh, my God, you guys have travelled everywhere. And we're going, yeah, you know, we're talking about different...
Yeah, we know.
No, we're just talking about different countries because she's only like 20. She's just out of the egg.
That's right. She's got her whole life ahead of her.
She's just newly hatched. And I said, look, you'll get there one day. Just don't have a boyfriend just so quickly. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so she...
Did you welcome her to gay?
No, she wants to be welcome to gay.
Right.
And she said, can I come and talk on your show? And I said, no. I'm sorry. We are beige friendly, but we're not that stupid. No, I said, maybe one day if you behave yourself...
Oh, you gave her permission.
If you develop a rainbow edge, if you develop some colour, then you might be able to.
Wow.
But anyway, and so she wanted to learn. We were giving her a geography lesson because she was asking us where Europe is. You know, what's Europe like?
A continent.
And she said, have you been to Greece? Have you been to, and like, you know, it's like, you know, Kelly was saying, yes, I've been here, I've been to Belgium, I've been to Luxembourg, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, have you been to Souvlakia? And I said, where? She goes, Souvlakia.
Where the
hell? And I said, where's Souvlakia? And she goes,
down the street.
Souvlakia, like, you know, where, and I was going, I don't think there's a country called Souvlakia.
Was
she goes, yes,
Slovakia?
There is. She goes, it's like Croatia. I said,
Slovakia?
Slovenia.
Slovenia.
But she, I answered, oh, you're gold. I have to tell Frank that one.
But I'd like to go to Souvlakia.
I'd like to go to Yeros, the island of Yeros.
So, how are we going with the messages, Benny?
They're just flooding in. This studio is like Titanic. Any moment now, we're going down.
And have people corresponding with you on Facebook?
Not one single person.
Nobody.
No, nobody.
No one's docked.
No one's.
That's very surprising.
Well, someone tried to dock. Someone sent us a little note. Douglas from Germany. He sent us a photo of himself in his Lederhosen.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh, here he is. Look. See that little outfit? It's called a new truct.
Yes.
Is that a truct?
I think so. I'm just trying to read it.
It's not attractive.
You know, I wore that.
Did you?
When I was 10 or 11.
You had Lederhosen at the age of 10.
I did, because you know, I have
who
to
who would
what,
have known?
I had to go. I did the Sound of Music.
I thought you nearly did a beat.
No. I was 10 and I was in a choir.
Oh, so you did do a beat.
And I was forced to do the Sound of Music. But we were,
don't say choir and forced in the same sentence.
Well, it's true. No.
It's not on.
And we went to the Maryborough.
Were you a choir girl?
I was.
Really? Did you used to wear lace doilies?
No.
Did you have to wear lace?
No, not that kind of choir.
Oh, really?
It was a Catholic school, but I wasn't.
I thought you might have been in the tabernacle. I see you.
I didn't have.
When I see you and those lips, I think of tabernacle.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't quite get to those lofty heights.
I used to gag to be in the tabernacle.
Or did you gag for a tabernacle?
No, because it's kind of nice to have on your resume, part of the tabernacle.
Really?
Part of the choir. Always. Like, you know, when you used to go to church, and I used to love sitting in front of Our Lady, and I just used to force a miracle. I just thought, come on, just do something.
And did she do one for you?
Oh, after a while, a lot. Oh, no, just
you got bored.
No, I just farted.
But you did force something. Well, I wore Lederhosen to the Maryborough Song Festival, I think. It was something like that. But I was, you know, 10
or 11. Did you wear a G-string?
No, it was little Lederhosen. My mum sewed all the buttons and the stripes, and I wore the little shorts.
Oh.
It was very cute.
Did you wear underwear?
I can't remember, but Lederhosen, I suppose so.
It's not quite the same with
I wasn't really free-balling at 10.
You should have been, Frank. Your life would have been very different now. You wouldn't have been here with me. Oh, they were the days when you could free ball.
Really? Do you remember those days?
Oh, well, now we free ball, we just trip over.
Our new Prime Minister. She's much better than the old model, and she's changing things for the better. Sometimes. Now, she won't let gay marriage happen.
We believe the Marriage Act is appropriate in its current form.
Right. And you married a hairdresser? What does Jason Ackermanis think of that?
If you are what you do in your private life, it is your business. We don't care.
Who needs a beige wedding anyway? We've got each other.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say. The Two Fat Lattes, standing up for the rights of every rainbow.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Oh, shut up.
Join 94.9.
Look at me.
Oh, that's right. Shut up.
Benny and Frank with you.
I'm so glad this country's being run by Kath Day Knight.
She's doing a great job. Good old Kat.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio, actually, this one morning. There was some, you know, oh, I forgot his name.
Not Sunrise.
No, not the radio.
Oh, the radio. Why don't you watch morning television?
Because it's just...
It is just...
Wrong.
The quality is just amazing.
You've been watching that lately, haven't you?
No, it wakes me up.
But I heard a woman very similar to this. To our Prime Minister,
yes.
Who sounds like Kath Day Knight, and she was talking about her daughter-in-law or her daughter-in-law-to-be.
Yeah.
She wasn't very complimentary, Benny.
Who's?
This woman on the phone.
Oh.
So she wasn't very happy about her proposed daughter-in-law to be marrying her son. So she's saying all these horrible things about her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she goes, she's a liar, and she'll twist the knife in the back of your...
Oh, no.
As quick as light. Who SMS?
We have got a massive amount of, like, two emails. I've got one here from Slavica, Is that how you say her name? Slavica?
Slavica.
Or is it Slavica? Anyway.
Let's call the whole thing off.
She says, hello, lads. Wishing you a great winter break with all the trimmings. Victoria's GLBTIQ Kurikyoi and communities will miss your wit and hilarity. Slavica.
Slavica.
Slavica. Thank you, darling.
And who are you chatting to on the online there?
I was chatting to Douglas in the Lederhosen.
Really?
And apparently, he and his partner, they're coming to Melbourne to live.
Oh, so they've decided on Melbourne?
Yes. So they're going to come from Germany to live. So that means you and I will be having dinner with them at some stage. So
more increased house prices.
Why?
Because they need somewhere to live.
Oh, they're not going to buy anything.
Why not?
They, of course they will. They're German.
It's all our international guests buying up our property.
But you and I, we should welcome the Germans with open arms.
We do. And
because you know they're into anything.
Are they?
Yeah, those Germans. They love it. They gag for it.
They do gag for it.
And they gag for Aussie.
How do you know all this?
Oh, I hope so, because I'm going to go there on a holiday one day and I want to, you know, make sure
you might be disappointed.
I'm going to send some subliminal messages to them. Oh. Do you reckon Berlin's the go? Benny Berlin?
I think Benny Berlin.
Benny Berlin works well. Benny Munich?
Not quite.
Where would you have to go? You'd have to go Frank...
Hamburg.
No. You'd have to go to... Where's the other place Qantas flies?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt. That's you, Frankfurt. Thank
right.
God.
Thank God we worked that
Thank
one
God
out.
Thank God Qantas flies us.
Apparently a woman's crashed her four-wheel drive into a canal.
Where?
In Colorado.
I had a dream about that.
Did you?
I had a dream that I landed in Honolulu and these two guys, I was with these two young guys, they were in the front seat and I was in the back seat.
Right.
And I was really worried because one of them just got their license and I was trying to work, I didn't know who they were.
But why Honolulu?
I have no idea.
So it was specific. You knew it was Honolulu.
I knew it was Honolulu because there were some ships in the heart that sunk, and I was.
So you thought Pearl Harbor.
I thought Pearl Harbor. I got a Pearl Harbor vibe.
Right.
You know when you get that vibe in your dreams, like you just know.
You just know that you're there.
And we were driving along the
was
road.
It lush.
There was a bit of humidity, and the guy driving.
Were you in this century, or were you in a past century?
Well, we were in a car,
but you know,
it was a hire car. I knew it was a hire car, and I knew that I had swiped my car.
It wasn't like a Wonder Woman episode.
No, no, no. Anyway, these two guys, they were quite young, and they hadn't been there before. And I was trying to explain to them that we're in Pearl Harbor. And I said, see there, that ship, that was sunk during World War II. And then the next thing I know, the two guys were watching the ship sunk, and then we went off.
Oh, you did a Thelma and Louise.
We went off. Yes, it was very Thelma and Louise. And you know what I was doing as I was going
but
down?
There was three of you.
Do you know what I was thinking in my dream?
What?
No, I was with these two young hot guys. I was thinking, oh, my God, how are we going to get the deposit back on the hire?
It's our final show for this season.
You'll be enjoying.
But we'll be back.
You'll be enjoying the silence.
We'll be back in spring. Summer. Spring.
Well,
yeah, spring.
Let's not count all our eggs.
All right.
What
so
is it?
What?
Do you count all the
you're
eggs?
You're going to have a diva moment and not come back.
No, well, let's not count all the eggs before they hatch.
Rightio.
You never know.
Never know. Now, you rudely interrupted me.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I was started a story and you interrupted me.
Mm, that's what makes this show work. Haven't you caught on?
I have caught on. I just allow you. A woman... As I was saying earlier,
yes,
she's crashed her four-wheel drive into a canal.
Tragic.
That's when you talked about the Hawaii thing.
Oh, that's my dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so let's not go back
there.
So
she crashed her car.
She crashed her car.
You said a four-wheel drive?
The police, yeah, it's four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah. Was that important?
Well, it's important to the story because it's in there.
Okay.
The police don't think that it was drugs or alcohol.
Oh. Was she being chased by a bear? Was she in the bush?
No, I think... She's been watching too many movies.
Did this happen in America?
Too many teen movies, in fact.
Really?
Yeah.
She was singing Glee.
No.
She had a Glee moment.
She wasn't having a Glee moment.
What did she do?
No, she told police that she was trying to escape a vampire.
Wow. How did she know it was a vampire?
Well, the woman said she was so horrified when she saw the undead creature in the middle of the dirt road that she put her car into reverse and she ended up in the canal. So she actually saw it in the middle of the road.
How did she know it was undead?
Well, I don't
know.
Did
she sniff it?
It sounds to me that she was actually on drugs and alcohol.
She sounds... that only a beige person could see the undead.
She was completely consumed by Twilight and all the books that go with it. And the movies.
This is the problem.
And she was in Colorado, by the way.
This is the problem when rainbows create movies for beige people. Because we are in touch with fantasy and imagination.
We are.
But the moment, see,
there's a big hole in that story.
I think because beige people, from an early age, they're not used to dress-ups and partying and, you know, sort of letting go.
Oh, you think someone was dressed up, so they were going out on the town.
I don't think there was anyone there at all.
Oh, okay.
I think her beige eyesight was just working overtime. I think she had a moment of grey.
Right. Just decided.
She realised.
Dracula.
Hey?
She just decided there was Dracula.
I think what happened was her subconscious took over. She was driving home to her beige husband.
Right.
And then she realised what she was in for. She realised that she was in for a night of meatloaf, mashed potato, sans celerac, with no salt and pepper. And so she quickly rammed her steering wheel into reverse and drove into a canal.
Yeah, or she could have been trying to get to the Safeway to make that dinner a bit more special.
She might have been driving along and realised that she hasn't washed for a couple of weeks. I have to say, like, it's time for Benny to sort of, like, reach out and...
Are you slapping people again?
Well, it's just that, you know, this Homer helpline has the potential of being a very funny Homer helpline, but it kind of breaches some broadcasting issues.
Well,
so there again, there's one of our listeners, rainbow as all get out, but we can't use it because they've just gone that little bit too far.
Oh well,
and we don't want a lawsuit, do we?
No, not
so
particularly.
We can't actually talk about it on air,
but we do encourage others to.
But you know who you are, Julie G. Thank you for your letter, Julie G. But there are elements of your letter which cannot be read on air. Look, I did read something that I wanted to talk to you about because it's kind of throwing it out there. It's part of maybe a
No, before you go on.
Don't point at me like that, young lady.
Before that, you yes. mentioned in the earlier break.
Oh, I don't want to talk about the monkeys.
Oh, really? You've moved on.
Those people that...
You were desperate
no,
to talk
I
about
No, I know. I tried to build it up. I tried to get people lathered up. I tried to get them all excited.
So you've lost
I got them all moist and now...
You're not interested.
Well, it was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever saw because these people that have monkeys and they treat them like babies...
Right.
And, like, one of the monkeys had a tail and they had, like, a diaper and they bought diapers for the baby and tried to put it on the monkey, but they had to, like, cut a hole out for the monkey's tail. And I thought anything...
It's a little sad, really.
Anything that's going to shit on you is just not worth having.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Is it really worth feeding it bananas if you can't mop up after it?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Not a nice image.
It was the worst. And they were staying in a motel because they went to some town to pick it up. And then they were driving. It was like crawling all over them. It was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. That's all I really wanted to say.
Right, okay.
But what I did want to talk to you about, though, was I just wanted to, like, maybe get your ideas on what would you do in this situation? In Roswell, in America...
Why is it always there?
I don't know.
Why is it always there?
Authorities have arrested a man after he broke into a house, right? Neighbours reported seeing this man break into this house, right? And what had happened was some people had seen it and they reported it, but the homeowner arrived home. And do you know what the man was doing?
No.
The man broke into the house to use the shower.
Okay.
So he was having a shower so that, you know, like the homeowner walked in and then found the man in the shower having a shower. What would you do in that situation? If you walked home and you heard your shower going...
I'd lock him in the bathroom.
Oh, so would I. You know what I would do?
Thanks, Abigail.
I'd pull him by the ear and, like, really squeeze hard on his lobe and go, come here. I hope you haven't put pubes in my soap. But, you know, that would be disturbing.
It would be disturbing.
Because what about if he washed the donut with your bar of
Well, I mean,
soap?
If he's having a shower, he's washing the donut and the sausage.
Oh, heaven.
It is the Homo Helpline.
It certainly is. It's 8 p.m. It's the time of night when the lattes... roll out their emergency...
The barrel.
The aid kit, and we put on our rubber gloves and we try and administer some deep heat.
Deep heat, okay.
To places where deep heat would not normally be...
Girl.
welcome. All right, Home Aid Helpline from Chris. He says here, hello, guys. I hope you can help. As a boy from Werribee, I'm not happy about our local member who is now Prime Minister.
It's Kath Daynor.
Oh, no, I am happy that our local member is Prime Minister. He's happy, but he's appalled that she is opposed to gay marriage.
Mariage.
What I need to know is, and this is the Home Helpline, should I throw flowers at her office or eggs, Chris in Werribee?
Chris, don't go down that road.
If you are a listener of the Two Fat Lattes, you know that we often recruit gay operatives.
We do.
And one of our messages is, of course, about glitter and colour. And one of the things we do not condone at Two Fat Latte Central, at TFL, 2FL.
TFLC.
is violence of any nature. Even though we talk about slapping people in the temples, we just don't do it. And throwing eggs or flowers just isn't on. If you were to throw some, what she needs is some glitter, doesn't she?
She does need glitter.
Boy, does she need glitter and a bit of concealer. What we need to do, gay people, Rainbows of Australia, is we need to organise the biggest party ever and not invite her. Do you know what I mean?
Huge party.
We need to be laughing and giggling and just lots of champers, everything, and just say, oh, no, you're not invited.
I just freeze her out.
Yes.
Freeze her out.
Freeze the ranger out. Do you know what
Fresh
I mean?
Fresh air.
Well, that's my opinion.
Or throw lots of glitter at her.
Well, she needs a bit of glitter work.
She does.
So what we need to do is we need to think of more, what? We need to think action, don't we? We need to put glitter into action rather than throw gerbera cocktails.
Maybe some of our listeners will have some ideas, I think.
Yes, but I'm thinking more, you know, more creative, more, you know, sort of inventive actions. Mm. Because we are not, why resort to beige terrorism? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not us.
It's not.
It's not
us.
A good look for us.
No. Well, that was my thought anyway of the thing.
No, I like that, Benny.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, young Daniel, who I tried to get on the phone, but he's just so nervous about talking to the lattes. He wants to know, he says very quickly, it says Bucks Night, yay or nay. He's been invited to a Bucks Night by one of his straight friends.
Right, okay.
And he wants to know what he should do, whether he believes there will be a strip club involved.
Well, it depends on the sorts of Bucks Nights he goes to.
He's not sure if he can hold down his dinner that evening. But,
you know, I walked out.
You're appalled by the Monte Carlo.
I wasn't. No. What? The Monte Carlo hadn't come up yet.
Oh. It was the anticipation.
It was the anticipation.
Oh, you had performance anxiety.
I did. I thought I was going to.
Actually stayed.
Did you?
Yes.
I thought I may have been picked out of a crowd.
I actually stayed. And, at first, there was, several young performers doing their business.
Were they good?
Well, they're okay until their clothes fell off. And then someone happened to, one of them had a bottle of VO5, not shampoo. What's the...
Mr. Sheen?
No, intensive care lotion.
Oh, Vaseline.
Not Vaseline. Was it Vaseline?
Well, the moisturiser.
Isn't Vaseline like petroleum jelly?
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking of the... I know which one you're talking
about.
The
moisturiser.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those, but the blue bottle.
Right.
And then one of those disappeared, and I went, I'm supposed to eat cutlets after this. I saw a bucket of KFC, and you expect me to touch a thigh meat
after
Missy there just swallowed a Vaseline bottle. Oh.
Oh dear! So what are you advising poor Daniel?
Don't eat anything before you'll lose it. You will lose your lunch
or dinner
in Beige World. The party doesn't start until the calamari comes out. Someone has invented sexual armor, and it's
so no one can go near you.
What it is actually a male chastity belt, and what it's like metal undies. Yeah, it's not.
How would you sit in those?
I don't know. I'm trying to look at the. I have to get a closer.
There's a diagram.
There's a diagram. There's all sorts of straps and things, but this.
How do you wee out of that?
There must be a little hole. It's Ellen Perkins from Beaver Bay in Minnesota. She's put out a patent for a unique device aimed at men. She wrote, "It's deplorable and a well-known fact that one of the most common causes of insanity..." What's that one?
Imbecility.
Yeah, and feeble-mindedness, especially in youth, is due to masturbation and self-abuse.
Really? So that's how they become imbeciles.
Some of the most brilliant people on the planet are into masturbation.
She's developed a suit of armour so no one can touch themselves.
Well, just a little barrier between you and Mr. Percival.
Well, when do you shower? Obviously you don't.
It would obviously be made of aluminium so that it wouldn't rust. There's one lady...
Warped cookie.
There's one lady that should be baking muffins.
Or doing something else.
And not thinking about it. But it's good that she's concerned... About feeble-mindedness.
I'm glad she's out there helping us.
But you know how you could stop a lot of masturbation?
What?
Is just turn everyone's computers off.
Yeah, but what did they do before computers?
Yeah.
They got a video or a DVD.
That's right. Or they just went down to the newsagent.
You know, you can't stop it, Benny. When you get the urge, you just got to do it.
I used to know someone that worked in a newsagent, and he used to tell me how funny it was when people used to go to that section.
Was a bit, yeah, because then, you know.
Because people.
They're not sure.
Have you often seen the people, you know, like I love watching, you know, if you're ever at Borders and you're sitting there having a cup of.
They're kind of glancing at it.
Yes, and there's, you know, the little section where all the good ones are.
You glance.
And you know.
You don't touch.
Do you ever walk past and just check out who's in that section?
I just pick it up.
No, I'm not talking about the book.
Oh, what?
I'm talking about
the people.
Who's in the section.
Well, who's usually there? Obviously, you've noticed.
Oh, my God. What are you?
Well, tell me.
No, you work out. You just look at who's in the section. Look, checking out the books. You actually check out the books.
I do. I look at the magazines.
No, I'm checking out who's looking at the books.
Oh, okay. Well, so who's looking at them?
Heaps. There's no one.
I thought you were going to give me like
a
profile.
I'm not going to out anyone.
No, give me the profile of what the person is.
Oh, there's all sorts.
Really? An assorted.
Well, it's kind of like they're kind of giving you a trigger. They're kind of telling you, here I am.
Oh, you saying that it's a sign? Am I totally stupid?
You are so beige. There's no.
I've been out of touch for a while.
Oh, honey, you better start touching it.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. www.bigmouthmedia.com.au and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.